Guy Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. This is day two of the government shutdown, and Republicans and Democrats are digging in their heels. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Everything that the Trump administration has said about the government shutting down confirms the fact that Republicans are delighted to have shut down the government.
Not so, says Vice President Vance. He chalks it up to politics.
The reason why the American people's government is shut down is because Chuck Schumer is listening to the far left radicals in his own party because he's terrified of a primary challenge.
Last night on social media, President Trump said the shutdown is an opportunity to save billions of dollars. For now, hundreds of thousands of federal workers are furloughed. Government buildings, national park services, and historical sites are closed. Two Delta regional jets bumped into each other at New York's LaGuardia Airport last night. Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Delta Flight 5155 had 32 people on board. It was taxiing to take off for Roanoke. It appears that it struck Delta Flight 5047 that had just landed from Charlotte, North Carolina, with 61 people on board.
Airport officials say one flight attendant was injured. Investigations are underway. In the Middle East, Hamas says it's still considering President Trump's 20-point peace plan for Gaza. CBS's Deborah Pata from East Jerusalem.
A source close to the process told CBS News the Hamas negotiating team has met with officials from Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey in Doha, where Hamas said it is carefully reviewing the proposal before preparing its final response.
The Pope has taken an indirect swipe at some of President Trump's policies, among them climate. CBS's Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
Speaking at the 10th anniversary of his predecessor's landmark ecological encyclical, Pope Leo said he hoped upcoming climate summits
will listen to the cry of the earth and the cry of the poor.
He blasted those who deny human-caused climate change, an implicit rebuke to President Trump.
We're learning more about why women tend to outlive men. Correspondent Michael George.
A study by the Max Planck Institute looked into the phenomenon, which is true not just in the human world, but across all mammals. One theory is that there are genetic factors which protect women from harmful mutations. Parental care also plays a role, with research showing the gender that's involved more in raising offspring tends to live longer.
The study also suggests women's double X chromosomes may protect them against harmful mutations. Dow futures are down 36. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine firefighter was hurt battling that big fire early yesterday. Injuries weren't bad enough to require a trip to the hospital. The fire broke out at around 3:40 at a vacant commercial building on Washington Avenue near Packard. The building had been fenced off for years and had been flagged by the building department as being unsafe and in danger of collapsing. Investigators are still looking into what started the fire and haven't ruled out arson. Flight for Life landed near the Dream Playground in Kenosha last night to help someone injured in a crash. It was a collision between a motorcycle and a car that happened on 22nd Avenue and 31st by Durango's. We're working on learning more about what happened. Formal charges have been filed against a 35-year-old Mount Pleasant woman that allegedly crashed into a school bus Monday morning while driving under the influence. A criminal complaint says Raven Mata, who has a previous OWI conviction, had her 2-year-old in the car when she crossed the center line and collided with a bus. There were 19 kids on it. They weren't hurt, but the bus driver was injured. Police say Mata told officers she took sleeping pills and was struggling with her mental health. Again, the bus driver was injured, but the kids on board were not. Mata faces multiple charges, including OWI causing injury with a minor in the vehicle. The old auto plant site is now a hot spot for new business. Governor Tony Evers joined Kenosha leaders yesterday to celebrate the opening of the new Kenosha Innovation Center. The $23.5 million facility received $14 million from state taxpayers through a program to help communities recover and grow after the pandemic. The center will offer space and support for startups with the hope of making Kenosha a regional hub for innovation and jobs. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
New faces on the Bucks roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. Head coach Doc Rivers revealed that when he first arrived in Milwaukee, he told GM John Horst straight up, the Bucks roster was too old and too slow.
John knew, we talked about it. I felt strongly that it's hard to win at the pace that we were trying to play at. We still won games and we were good, but, you know, I just felt strongly that we need more speed. We need more guys that can guard multiple positions.
The Bucks training camp now underway. College football. Wisconsin faces number 20th ranked Michigan. Kickoff 11 a.m. Saturday. Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill has already been sacked 13 times so far in just the first four games of this season. That's one more than the 12 sacks they allowed all last year.
Maybe changing up what we do pre-snap a little bit, trying to simplify some things. We know what we're going to see. We just got to be able to go translate it from the film room to the field and from practice to the game.
That's Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call the Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 75 this afternoon. Tonight, 62. Tomorrow, sunshine, 83. We're going to keep our highs in the 80s through the weekend, but it will feel a lot more like fall by next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
How do animals know which the weakest one? It's like lions and zebras. They don't hang out together, but the lions always seem to know which the weakest zebra. And all I figured, there must be like a squealer zebra. You know, one little wussy zebra doesn't want to get eaten, so he narks on all his buddies. You know, he goes sneaking up to the lions and like, hey, fellas.
All right, here's the deal. There's a herd of us a couple hundred yards down there. Now, everybody's in pretty good shape. Except Bob. He's a smoker.
Now, I'll tell you what animal got the raw end of the deal in life. That's the frog. Because think about it. If we eat something and it's bad, what do? We just spit it out. We're like, ooh, ugh. But frogs got that sticky tongue. So if they zap like a really nasty fly, you know, it's like, ow, man. I can get on my tongue.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Kenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people. Thank you.
the Beatles, Eleanor Rigby. Now, somebody found a tombstone in England, and the tombstone said Eleanor Rigby on it. And they always ask the Beatles, is this the Eleanor Rigby you sang about? They never answer. But there was an Eleanor Rigby. Whether that was the Eleanor Rigby, we'll never know. It's 610 local, although Paul McCartney might know. 610 local news, Tamla's hits, WRJN sunshine today with a high near 73. Tonight, clear, low 62. Sunshine tomorrow, highs 80. Saturday and Sunday, sunny with a high in the low 80s. Whoa. Cloudy, 63 degrees. Beautiful morning at Radio Park. Coming up later on, 7 o'clock hour, two more days left for our multi-state text to win contest. Keywords coming up, and you can win some nice prizes. Download the Civic Media app. Do it right now. I'll tell you what to do once you download the app, okay? 610, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. I got Elvis Presley. Marie's the name. That was latest flame.
A very old friend came by today, 'cause he was telling everyone in town of the love that he just found. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. He talked and talked, and I heard him say that she had the longest, blackest hair, the prettiest green eyes anywhere. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were burning. I wished him luck and then he said a goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were burning. I wished him luck and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Yesterday, this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Yeah, Marie's the name of his latest flame. Oh, Marie's the name.
It's Elvis. Marie's the name. It is, well, it was latest flame. It's 612 local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, Fortune magazine did a story on an emerging trend in the workplace. No shoes allowed. More companies are making employees leave their shoes at the door. It's supposed to create a more relaxed and collaborative work environment. Some think the no-shoes approach sounds nice. Not everyone's convinced. One expert told Fortune magazine, it comes with some pros and cons. It could create awkwardness or cause hygiene issues. What feels casual for some might feel unprofessional or even uncomfortable for others. So let me ask you, would you want to go to work with your feet just exposed to the air, not wearing any shoes? Here's the problem. What if they tell you to take your shoes off? You got big holes in your socks. That's not going to look good, is it? 613 local news, Tamla's hits, WRJN.
He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, my boyfriend's
when you
back.
See him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, my boyfriend's
so
back.
Look out now, 'cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, my boyfriend's
back. 'Cause he's kind of big and he's awful strong.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, he knows I
gonna save my reputation.
Hey, la, hey, la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Boyfriend's Back, 616, local news, timeless hits to WRJN. They also made a movie based on that song. I think in the 80s or 90s, My Boyfriend's Back. Didn't do well at the box office. All right. This is odd, but true. A couple in India is divorcing after less than a year of marriage simply because the wife's cat isn't getting along with the husband's dog. In the end, the woman picked her cat over her husband, and the man picked his dog over his wife. They tried counseling, the humans, that is, and there was even a family intervention. Nothing worked. So they're split. They have their cat. And he's got his dog. That's the size of it. All right, time for Pete with the Beat now.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Maria Brañas Marora lived to be 117 years old and made it into the Guinness Book of World Records. Scientific research on Maria showed contributing factors to her longevity included that she had low inflammation, good fats, gut health, and great DNA and RNA. At the time of her death in 2024, Maria was the oldest living person and spoke to Guinness about the secret to her long life, saying it was due to six factors, which included, quote, order, tranquility, good connection with family and friends, contact with nature, emotional stability, no worries, no regrets, lots of positivity, and staying away from toxic people. That was actually about 12 things, but cut her some slack. She was 117. Although even at the time of her death, she could have easily passed for 112. The New York Post reported Marrera had 3 children and 13 great-grandchildren. I assume there were grandchildren in there somewhere as well. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
All right, let's talk about that flash sale going on from now until 9 a.m. this morning. Arrow Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street, downtown Racine, keeps you powered up every day of the week from morning rush to the midday slump to the afternoon grind. Arrow Smoothies has your back with icy, refreshing smoothies. Now, here's what you do. Only until 9 o'clock, then it's all over. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for not $10, which you usually do, $8. Now, I'm not going to do the math on this because I'm not good at it, but it's better than 50% off, I can tell you that. So $20 worth of gift certificates for only $8. What a deal. It's our flash sale. It's Arrow Smoothies and Cafe, downtown Racine, and it's only good until 9 o'clock this morning, then we withdraw the offer. So do it now, all right? Go to WRJN.com. Click on that Big Deals banner right away. 619 at WRJN.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Breathe in that crisp fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
The green and gold tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
And Ronnie, local news. Time Liz hits here at WRJN. It's 6:24. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 73. A clear sky tonight, low 62. Sunshiny tomorrow with a high near 80. And over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, sunny with a high in the low 80s. Looks like it's cloudy, 63 degrees right now here at Radio Park. Okay, this 6-year-old kid in Rhode Island named Luca Arpin started a poop scooping business to make enough money to get himself a kitten. See, his mom works at the animal shelter, and he likes to tag along and help out. He wanted a kitten that was up for adoption and asked how much it would cost to raise the kitten. And he came up with a figure. So he came up with a poop scooping idea. He calls his business Poopa Lupa. I take that back. I got it screwed up. It's called Poopa Scoopa Luca. There you go. That's a tongue twister. Poopa Scoopa Luca. So he's got a poop scooping business going now. I think this kid's going places. Come up with an idea like that, huh? What a name, too. I love it. Ricky Nelson, traveling man, 625, local news. Tamla sits here at WRJN.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world. Pretty senorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. If you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Oh, my sweet Fraulein.
Ricky Nelson, traveling man, 628 at WRJN. Hey, did you know the other day was CD player day? We missed it. The CD player first introduced back in 1982. The first ones cost over $1,000. I still use my CDs every day. Treat her like a lady. Here's Cornelius Brothers' Sister Rose.
Something they didn't understand. I mean, I know you've heard
like
that the woman
will like
soon take advantage
like
of you.
Like
let me tell you,
like
my friend,
that
just ain't
worth
it to do.
So like
you ought to
treat like
the lady.
Like
the best you can do
is
you gotta treat her. I mean, oh, you got to love her,
tease her,
but most of all, you got to please her, you got to
hold her,
and warn her, and make her feel you'll always need her, you know a woman is sentimental, and so easy to upset her, so make her feel that she's real, she'll give you happiness. It's the easy, simple way. If you fail,
It's 6:30, exactly on the nose. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Changes today for people that have United Healthcare. Ascension, Wisconsin is now out of network. That means All Saints in Racine, St. Francis in Milwaukee, and other Ascension locations and doctors now count as out of network for many plans. The split happened because Ascension and United couldn't agree on payments, with each blaming the other for the breakdown. For now, patients may still visit Ascension doctors, but they'll pay more. Both sides say they're open to working things out in the future. That massive fire in Racine at a vacant commercial building on Washington Avenue took place at a location already flagged as unsafe and at risk of collapse. The Racine Fire Department says they're not ruling out arson as the cause of the fire in the building on Washington Avenue near Packard. Firefighters were initially called to the fire at around 3:30 yesterday morning. One firefighter had a minor injury. Officials are still investigating the cause. A lot of folks in Kenosha have driven by and have seen it go up. Now it's open. The KIN on the bottom of the building put up in the former Chrysler site stands for Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood. There was a grand opening there yesterday, and the governor stopped by to celebrate. The Kenosha Innovation Center is a $23.5 million facility that aims to give local startups a place to operate and bring new life to a once-empty industrial area. Leaders say the project will boost Kenosha's economy for years to come. Just under half the money for the project came from state taxpayers through a program to help communities bounce back from the pandemic. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
World Dairy Expo truly is Wisconsin's time to shine as America's Dairyland. It's the meeting place for the global dairy industry. The State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection also gets involved as it welcomes international delegates to the state to further relationships between dairy sectors. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you here on the Midwest Farm Report. We're checking in with DATCAP Secretary Randy Romanski after the break.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation,
innovation,
that's BioVet.
Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection Secretary Randy Romanski tells us about the international connections made here in Wisconsin at World Dairy Expo.
We had five groups come into DATCAP yesterday from Central Asia, Turkey, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Armenia. Five groups in yesterday. Morocco is going to be here this week, which is great. We actually did a trade mission to Morocco from DATCAP, and as a result of that, established some communication, some relationships, invited people here, and they're going to be here. And that's very exciting that we see that kind of turnaround. But there are always delegations here from Central and South America. Southeast Asia delegations will be coming through, all with a great way of showcasing Wisconsin dairy and making those connections for Wisconsin farmers and businesses.
Secretary Randy Romanski along with us. I've got more agribusiness news on the way.
There's only one silage brand that's been raising the bar for over 30 years. There's only one silage seed lineup that's been designed, selected, and tested for optimal performance in Midwestern soils and conditions, and enjoyed by millions of cows across the region. You might be hearing about a lot of newcomers who promise more milk per ton and more tonnage per acre, but there's only one you should trust. Dairyland Seed High DF. Discover the High DF difference at Dairyland Seed Silage
Guernsey.com.
Wisconsin really took the cake during the international Guernsey shows at World Dairy Expo. Cadence Farms Lovely was the winning six-year-old and older cow. She was named grand champion and senior champion of the international Guernsey show. Lovely belongs to Cadence Farms of New Glarus. In the international junior Guernsey show, New Glarus was in the spotlight again as natives Brittany Taylor and Layla Schuler exhibited the grand champion and intermediate champion Donnybrook Ammo Stevie, the top of the senior three-year-old cow class. From World Dairy Expo at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 75 this afternoon. Tonight, 62. Tomorrow, sunshine, 83. We're going to keep our highs in the 80s through the weekend, but it will feel a lot more like fall by next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
I have friends who like to tell me about their dreams. You guys have friends like that tell you about their dreams. They're always so excited, right? People always get so excited about their dream. Everyone thinks theirs is the weirdest. I had the weirdest dream. No, come on, it was so weird. Come on. And it's always this boring story, right? Like, oh, we were on this boat going down a river, but it was a river of gravy. How weird is that? And we weren't using an oar, it was a Q-tip. How weird is that? You're like, it isn't weird at all. It's boring. There's a reason you were asleep during this. I'm dozing off just listening to you.
I pretend that I'm happy, but I'm Mr. Blue. I pretend that I'm happy since I lost you.
Two faces, two eyes. One thing left and one thing right.
talks like that, Lou Christie, do you? I don't think so. Just things like that. Two faces have I. Lou Christie, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Yeah, it's a new month. It's October. Here are some things to look forward to this month in sports. The Major League Baseball wild card games continue this week. Game one of the World Series set for October 24th. Also, the NHL season gets underway next Tuesday, and the new NBA season tips off October 21st. In movies, The Rock's new MMA flick called The Smashing Machine opens up Friday. Daniel Day-Lewis returns to the screen for the first time in 7 years in the movie Aniama. It's very hard to say. Aniama. And that opens up the same day as The Rock's new movie. Tron Aris hits theaters on the 10th. Guillermo del Toro's new movie Frankenstein opens up at limited release on the 17th. Let me say that. Anemone. I've been rehearsing that since yesterday. Anemone. There you go. That's the new Daniel Day-Lewis movie. Remember him as Lincoln? The Steven Spielberg movie? He won the Academy Award. Also, My Two Left Feet. What an actor he is. I think his son made this movie, and that's why he came back to acting. And finally, we have the holidays this month. The big ones are Yom Kippur, which started last night, Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day on the 13th, Halloween on the 31st, and some lesser-known holidays, but still important, International Beer Day and Pizza Day on the same day, the 9th. Isn't that coincidence, huh? And National Cat Day coming up on the 29th. It's 6:41 right now here at WRJN.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry.
Wonderful World, redoing the Sam Cooke classic there. It's 6:43, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Hey, we've got a flash sale going on right now. It's a Big Deals Foodie flash sale until 9 o'clock. It's Arrow Smoothies, 424 Main Street, downtown Racine. Keeps you powered up every day of the week, from the morning rush to the midday slump to the afternoon grind. Arrow Smoothies has your back with icy, refreshing smoothies and Asiya bowls loaded with real wholesome energy to keep you moving strong. That's what I need. I need a kick to get me moving. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click on the Big Deals banner until 9 o'clock this morning. Purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for not $10 like we usually do. This is better. $8. $20 for $8, but only until 9 o'clock and only at WRJN.com. Click on that Big Deal banner, okay? Wow. I need a kick. All right, 7 suspects arrested in connection with a massive theft ring involving more than $800,000 worth of smoke detectors that was stolen from Home Depot stores across Florida. My question is there really that big a black market for smoke detectors? I mean, what are you going to do with that many smoke detectors? 6:45, local news, WRJN.
Who wants to buy? Doesn't mean a thing.
Playboys, this is Diamond Ring, 647 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. And don't forget to download the Civic Media app, and I'll tell you why. We've got some great prizes to give away in the 7 o'clock hour today. Here's what you do. Download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps, the App Store, also WRJN.com. You can download it there. It's free. It takes about 3 or 4 seconds for it to download. When it does, you're going to look at the list of radio stations Civic Media owns, and WRJN is on that list. Click on WRJN. And you'll see a text button in the bottom right-hand corner. You're going to hit that. And when I give you the keyword in the 7 o'clock hour, you're going to type it in and send it. And you'll be in the running for our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And win or lose, you're also in the running for our green and gold grand prize. It's tickets to see Green Bay and Minnesota in Green Bay. I think it's November 21st around there. And we'll even give you a gas card. You'll be sitting in club-level seats inside. Not outside like the rest of the people out there. You're going to be sitting inside in club-level seats. That's the grand prize. So anyway, first things first, download the Civic Media app. Click on WRJN. Get ready for that keyword. I'll give it to you in the 7 o'clock hour and send it. Now, you're also going to get a text message asking if you want to sign up for the newsletter. If you do, one time only, you get a bonus entry as well. So do it. A lot of fun. You might win some great prizes, too. But it's all free to do, so you should have a lot of fun doing that. All right, more on news time. A man suspected of committing multiple robberies in Colorado was spotted on Friday. He was walking in the background while TV news crews were filming a segment about him. He was arrested 10 minutes later. The morning show on WRJN brought to you each morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Back to school season brings full calendars, long lists, and big decisions. It's a lot to juggle. At Marine Credit Union, they're here to help chart your course one step at a time. From saving for college, budgeting for school supplies, to planning your family's next big step, Marine Credit Union walks with you on that journey because their passion is serving families like yours and strengthening the community we all call home. Marine Credit Union, ready to chart your course forward. Visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new garlic five-cheese crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough made with 6 simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding 5 bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one is for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new garlic five-cheese crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
WRJN. All the world over, so easy to see. People everywhere just wanna be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be.
The Rascals, a.k.a. the Young Rascals. People got to be free at 6:53. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Talk about perseverance. This dad from South Carolina, this came from our archives. His name is David Jones, once walked 30 miles to get to his daughter's wedding in Tennessee. It was supposed to be a two-hour drive, but the roads were blocked by flooding. He told his first responders there that he had to be there 11 o'clock to walk his daughter down the aisle. So he ignored their warnings and hoofed it for 5.5 hours. He had to climb over debris, got stuck in knee-deep mud at one point, even made about 20 miles before someone picked him up and drove him the rest of the way. He didn't fill his daughter in what happened until the reception. I think, you know, you're walking in mud up to your knees. You think she might have been curious to know why your tuxedo was covered in mud, but he made it there, and that's perseverance for you. Hey, it's 6:54, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Don't forget, a little after 7 o'clock this morning, we're going to do our contest, our multi-state text-to-win contest here, so get ready for that keyword. And also, Kevin McDougal from 5K Events is going to be here talking about what's coming down in Racine. That's all straight ahead, but right now, got the Seekers for you. Remember this from the movie? Back in the mid-60s, Georgie Girl at WRJN.
Hey there, Georgie Girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there inside you. Hey there, Georgie Girl, look at all the boyfriends you don't get. Never had a real one yet. Just look at the clothes you wear. You're always window shopping, but never stopping to buy. Just shed those dowdy feathers and fly a little bit. Hey there, Georgie girl, give yourself a treat like most girls do. Get another hairstyle too, and oh, what a change that'd be. The world would see a new Georgie girl. Life is a reality, you can't always run away. Don't be so scared of changing and rearranging yourself. It's time for jumping down from the shelf a little bit. Hey there, Georgie girl, give yourself a chance and you'll succeed. Confidence is all you need, and oh, what a change that'd be. See a new Georgie girl. Who needs a perfect lover when you're a mother at heart? That's all you wanted right from the start. Well, didn't you? Hey there, Georgie girl, that you're no longer on the shelf, better try to smile and tell yourself that you got your way. You've made it. Hey there, Georgie girl, now you
I've got a future planned for you. Though he's not a dream come true, at least he's a millionaire. So don't despair, your rich Georgie girl. Your rich Georgie girl. Your rich Georgie girl. Your rich Georgie girl.
There you go, The Seekers, Georgie Girl, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. I'll give you one more reminder to get ready for our multi-state text to win contest. That's coming up a little after 7 o'clock. Get ready, only two more days left to do it. And you can win gold jewelry and $200 cash. That's our daily prize. And the grand prize, win or lose, you can win those tickets to see Green Bay against Minnesota up at Green Bay. Plus, we give you a gas card, too, by the way, to get you to and fro. Should be a lot of fun. All right, that's coming up a little after 7, 6:58. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And I got the Beach Boys, Dance, Dance, Dance. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough for the day. I hit the radio dial and turned it up all the way. I got a dance. Shake it off good. With my chick by my side, the radio does the trick.
I love the dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hard. Dance, 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 dance. Right there in the spot. The beat's really hard. Dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hard. Dance, 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 dance.
Like a show of glass. I play it cool and it's slow and jump in when it's mad.
I love to dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hard on the floor. Dance, 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 right there. The floor's really hard. Dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hard. Dance, 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 yeah. Dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hard. Dance, 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 right there. The floor's really hard. Dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hard.
Beach Boys, dance, dance, dance. It's exactly 7 o'clock. Stay where you are.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with breaking news from the UK this Yom Kippur. Correspondent Vicky Barker is at the foreign desk.
Police in the city of Manchester say four people have been injured in a stabbing attack.